Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is April 29, 2026. We'll cover markets, flows, policy, and the chain moves shaping risk assets. Bitcoin slipped below $76,000 as U.S. spot ETFs recorded $263 million in outflows and the Coinbase premium turned negative. On-chain indicators were mixed even after a recent roughly 20% rebound. Traders were cautious ahead of the April 28-29 FOMC decision. Policy developments set the tone. The Federal Reserve's April meeting weighed on positioning, and the CFTC's lawsuit against Wisconsin over prediction market oversight, paired with reports that Polymarket is in talks with the CFTC, increased regulatory uncertainty for U.S. derivatives and on-chain betting venues. Institutional activity remained central. Analysts cited MicroStrategy's $7.2 billion of Bitcoin purchases over 8 weeks and roughly $3.8 billion in ETF inflows as material drivers of the recent rally. Block disclosed $2.2 billion in Bitcoin holdings in a third-party proof of reserves, $1.5 billion in customer balances and $692 million in corporate treasury, a total toward roughly 9,000 BTC. Galaxy Digital posted a $216 million Q1 net loss and moved about 45,000 ETH to Binance, Bybit and OKX. An ICO-era Ethereum address also moved roughly $23 million in ETH. On the corporate and protocol side, Pump.fun executed a roughly $370 million token burn, removing about 36% of circulating supply and pushed Pump higher by more than 6%. DeFi United, with Aave and Compound, published a technical plan to restore RSETH backing after the $293 million Kelp DAO exploit. Robinhood reported a near 50% drop in Q1 crypto revenue and trading volume. Canada proposed a ban on crypto ATMs. Israel approved a regulated digital shekel. The CFTC said it will use AI to review crypto registration applications. And a federal judge denied Sam Bankman-Fried's request for a new trial. Key catalysts to watch this week are the FOMC decision, U.S. spot ETF flows, regulatory moves in Washington, and any large institutional on-chain transfers. Sources also point to a CME gap near $82,000 as a technical reference. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.